for tuning in to the Love Breezy Bree Yoga Podcast. My name is Bree, and you can find me at lovebreezybreeyoga.com. Check out the show notes for more information, including a link to my website. Thank you so much for listening. Namaste. Namaste. Welcome. Thank you so much for listening. Today we are going to discuss seva, but hopefully in a way that is new to you or enlightening in a new profound way so that you can apply seva to your life every single day, if not already. Now, when you hear the word seva, you might immediately think of the word service. Possibly even the concept of selfless service. The idea of karmic yoga might also come to mind. And all of those things, of course, are very true. Seva is about giving back selflessly, not looking to profit, especially monetarily, in return, but truly doing something for the right intention of selflessness. And this isn't easy. How many times are we truly selfless? This reminds me of an episode of Friends where Phoebe lets a bee sting her because she realizes that this is truly a selfless act, only to discover that, at least according to the show, the bee dies after stinging. And then she was back to square one. I feel like this is sort of a human curse of trying to be selfless only to discover you are indeed getting something out of it. So is feeling good a selfless act? Well, don't worry. This is philosophical and we're not going to discuss that. What we're going to talk about is a new way for you to think of seva. Think about love. Think about respect. And imagine that those two words were one word. And they were the perfect descriptor of seva, or the translation of the Sanskrit word seva to English. Love and respect. All one word. Think about the love and respect you have for your elders, for your ancestors, for people who you love, people who you respect. And think about how you want to show up for them, how you wish to do right by them, to help them make the right decisions or to make the right decisions and have them be proud. That's seva. Think about that teacher, that mentor, that coach, someone who's helped you achieve something that you otherwise may have never thought possible. Maybe they implanted confidence and self-esteem or gave you reason to believe. That is seva. Your needing to respond to them is seva. It's reciprocal. Maybe not at the exact same time, but the energy is flowing back and forth, giving and receiving, giving and receiving. That's seva. No one's necessarily looking to profit off of the other. There's a different type of return on investment, right? There's seeing progress, seeing health and wealth and wellness. And there's an exchange of love and respect. That's seva. So probably we practice this in our lives already, with our loved ones, with our mentors, with our teachers, with our students, family, friends, everybody who we truly love and truly respect, who we feel has given us something that we were missing or offered us something that we didn't know we needed. And that something not being monetary or tangible, but rather filling up the heart space. them earning your love and earning your respect and vice versa. And being able to really practice this positive reflection of energy to and from each other. That's seva. Seva is such a beautiful part of yoga, and it's a part of yoga that I hope we begin to illuminate much, much more. It's offering something to others because it's healing, because it's going to change their life for the better. It's going to really just wrap its arms around and hug, so to speak. That's seva. As yoga teachers, as yoga students, as practitioners of this beautiful philosophy, we should be living with intention and seva. Especially now in this modern world where it's so easy to get caught up in trying to receive. Every give has a receive attached immediately to it. And that is not seva. When was the last time you truly just gave of your love and generosity and respect? And not because you're supposed to or not because it's expected of you, but because it came from a place of honor. That is seva. So I really truly believe that this is a beautiful journal prompt every single day. Maybe beginning your day or ending your day or both with how you can be intentional with seva. Yes, it can be about volunteering. It could be about doing something for the greater good, but it doesn't have to be extravagant or grandiose. I heard something today and it really struck with me. Before this modern era where we were all connected through the ether and we were all connected globally, and there's so much beauty in that. But the downside is we see the troubles of the world. We see the troubles as they exist everywhere, far and near, to the point that it doesn't feel like any of your actions are going to have any true impact on what's really the bigger problem, because we're all exposed to so many problems and much bigger problems than the ones that might even just be super present and super relatable to where we're at in our lives. So what do we tend to do? Well, for many of us, we just tend to ignore. Now think about 50 years ago or longer, and the problems that you experienced were in close proximity to your life, to your community, to your people, to your family, to you. So the idea that you could just go down to town hall or go to some community organized meeting and speak your mind and try to help keep a business open or help a baby get medicine or quote unquote GoFundMe in those times. Those were the biggest issues, but there was a lot more connection and possibility to feel like you're making a true difference. And maybe we do feel like we're making a difference now. But it's not that same feeling that I believe if we connect back to seva, that we'll be able to really emphasize and appreciate. So check in with yourself, check in with where you're at, journal and set your intentions. Think about it instead of selfless service, where that's really hard to define. Think about it as just honor, love, and respect. Love and respect being honor when you do it from a place of an intention and with seva. So just wanted to share this quick thoughts with all of you. You know, yoga off of the mat is so important. So important that we don't think that this beautiful, vast umbrella and philosophy of yoga is just our asana practice, the movement of the body. And although that is so important and it connects us mind, body, and spirit and with community, and it helps us to be introspective, it brings us to moving meditation and it takes us into the present, there's so much more to yoga. There's so much more. It is a lifestyle. And imagine living your life with the intention of looking to honor through love and respect, looking to understand what selfless service means, and hopefully being able to offer that in the capacity of a community yoga studio class or something similar. Not just volunteering to get some hours checked off of your list or to try to make yourself feel like a better person, but to truly do things from a place of wanting to show the other person or show humankind or show the animals or just putting out in that energy, in that energetic field of karma, that you truly wish to leave the world better than how you found it. And we're not all perfect, for sure. We make mistakes and we have very selfish moments. But if you live your life with intention, you bring your awareness back to the places where you think it should go, you'd be surprised at the life that you could truly live and the illumination that you will be in this world. So where in your life are you looking for opportunities to offer seva? And where in your life do you just naturally have love and respect for others and you want to honor that? Namaste. It's me, Breezy Bree, and you just finished listening to a brand new episode of Yoga Podcast. Did you know I started recording back in 2018 with almost 500 episodes, hundreds of those free audio yoga classes? I am so honored to guide you on your personal practice on and off of the mat. Check out my website, lovebreezybreeyoga.com. A link in the show notes will be provided along with lots of amazing information for your practice. Thank you so much for listening. Namaste.